a man who is attempting to provide us a just alternative to the Australian Labor Party and to fascists like Dutton. I have the privilege of announcing Dr. Ziad Bassiouni, who this week announced that he will be campaigning in Watson. And will be campaigning to be elected and to overthrow Tony Burke, who for far too long has failed to listen to our communities and who has cheerleaded and greenlit the genocide in Gaza for the past 10 months. So please give a warm welcome to Dr. Ziad Bassiouni.
I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Ziad Bassiouni. First, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land and acknowledge any Aboriginal people here today. It has been 316 days of war crimes and genocide. There's no other words. You cannot find any other words. These are war crimes. This is a genocide. There isn't just a cruelty in these moments. There is an insanity. How low is the threshold of morality that calling for a ceasefire is too much for some politicians? How low can you go? People are dying. You do not want to call for people to stop killing them. It's very easy. How low is the scale of morality that you cannot call for an unconditional ceasefire? Francesca Albanese said, our government is having amnesia and myopia while living in an alternative reality when it comes to what's currently happening in Palestine. She's the UN rapporteur. She's not on that side or that side. She's the UN rapporteur. Our government, amnesia, they can't remember. Myopia, they cannot see. And they're living in somewhere else. They can't see the reality when it comes to what's happening currently in Palestine. If today's government ever needed a blueprint, what should they do? We need a blueprint. What should we do? They don't know what to do. If they ever needed a blueprint on what to do, just do what you did with Russia when they invaded Ukraine. It's very simple, by the way, and they have done it. It's not that difficult, but they choose to be living in a different reality. Call for a complete arms embargo against Israel. Very simple. Arms embargo. They will not do it. Enact sanctions. That's very difficult. Expel the Israeli ambassador. No way. It will never be even called for a tiny bit of a chat. It will not happen. Stop talking about Palestinians in the abstract. They're just not numbers or statistics. They are humans. They are our families. They are our friends. They are other humans on this planet. It's not good enough to work behind the scenes. That doesn't mean anything for the people that are dying in a genocide. On Wednesday, the 21st of August in Melbourne, there is a homecoming for returning Israeli soldiers from their genocidal activities. We haven't heard a single word. Has anyone heard it? No. We haven't heard a single word from any minister of this government about their killings and dissemination of people in Palestine. We haven't heard anything about the risk they could be posing to Australians. We haven't heard that, have we? This is the problem. We still have ministers in the cabinet who have not called on Israel to comply with the provisional orders of the ICJ. There are provisional orders from the ICJ, and we have ministers that chose to ignore. They ignored. We're not going to even comply with that. It's not good enough to work behind the scenes. It's not good enough to say, I'm your voice in the cabinet. That's not enough. Behind the scenes, I'm talking on your behalf. If there's no actions, you did not talk, or your talk is meaningless. It's not good enough when you cannot follow your own model of what you've done against others, yet failed here with the Palestinians. They've done it a couple of years ago with Russia. Why can't it be done now? Why not? The Labour government stands with Israel and has presided over a genocide. Anthony Albanese recently said that Palestine is complicated. What is complicated when it comes to human life? Saving a human life. What's complicated about that? What's complicated about calling for a ceasefire? It's very difficult to understand, but yet, this is the government we have. The Palestinian people have been called animals, vermin. We've heard the calls, cut off their electricity, starve 2 million of them, wipe them all out. And recently, we've heard this dehumanizing language in relation to visas and safe refuge. It was this week, not too long ago. Remember it, because they will deny they've said it at one point. The Liberal Party under Peter Dutton and his racist dog whistling, on one hand, and the failure of Labour to reject the narrative, on the other hand, we're caught in the middle. Instead, Labour owned it. Labour did own it. You know what they've done? They've started to show their tough stance on visas, highlighting the disproportionate number of visas that were rejected from Gaza. This is what Tony Burke did this week. Instead of talking about what Peter Dutton said, he went and said, oh no, we rejected all of them, nearly all of them. Nearly 75% of the visas applied from Gaza were rejected. And we're caught in the middle between dog whistling from Peter Dutton and on the other side saying, no, 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 don't worry, don't whistle for the racists. We've refused most of them, don't worry, don't worry. That's where we're standing currently. This is the current political atmosphere. Instead of standing up and talking on the rights of refugees, Labour chose to go the other way. No, 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 we stopped them, don't worry. As a doctor, my job is to care for people and save lives. I know that when you honor a life, you're not only affirming the worth of others, but you're also elevating your own humanity. Weaving a tapestry of solidarity that can shelter all people, not merely some above others. Our voices must echo voices of the babies, mothers, grandmothers, fathers and grandfathers. Our voices need to speak for them. They cannot talk. Our voices talk for them. The voices of the government must echo our voices. They took us for granted. They took our community for granted. They took all communities for granted. I'm standing as an independent for the seat of Watson at the next election. For more than 20 years, we gave them our votes, trusted that they would speak for us and speak when it counted, not only when it's the holidays, not only when it's the feast or it's the end of Ramadan, no, when it counts. But they failed and must never be honored with the privilege of serving their constituents. All of us. I will be the voice for Palestine and every other issue affecting our community. I will be the voice for justice. The Palestinian issue is very simple. It's justice. If they cannot see that, then there is a massive issue. Thank you all for allowing the opportunity. Thank you guys for inviting me.